Hello, you
Yeah.
guys. It's Sunday. Sorry, we're very, very tired.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
I know. Last night was something else.
It
We didn't get back till like
was,
four in the
I think it
morning.
was almost 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Like, we actually went to Mannequins, which that's a lot easier thing to do because it's like much, much
Yeah,
closer
it's
to our
closer.
house. And so we were there until really late, and then we were like, hey, let's go over to Chantel's and
Catfish.
get some catfish.
Yeah.
So we went over there
And
with a
then all the
couple
friends showed up.
with some of our friends, and
Yeah,
like then like
more
the pe the
came.
people that were working there were doing karaoke, and it's
Yeah.
like before we knew it, like we were in there like eating and watching
It
everybody do
was funny.
karaoke. It was like fucking hilarious.
They had the waitress that worked there, girl from down Massachusetts who just moved here. She did a great Journey cover, Don't
Yeah, dump
Stop
that.
Believing. Sounded just like she
Yeah,
did.
she's this little
A
bitty
little
like
bit.
punk rock
Yeah.
girl.
Yeah. Looking funny.
And she's probably maybe like 20 years
Yeah.
old. And we're like, how do you know that song?
Right. I was making fun of her. She said, "How do you know that song? You're too young for that
She's a
shit." She's gonna don't know
baby.
how old I am. I said, "That's your 23." And she laughed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
was a good time. But yeah, so I didn't realize we were in there
Yeah.
that long. And then when we came out, like onto the streets of downtown Sanford, there was nobody.
Yeah, we're like, what the
And I
fuck?
was like, and then I looked at my thing. I'm like, oh, it's almost 4 in the morning. That's why, like,
Never
all the bars are closed.
some dude holding his girlfriend over the damn iron grill, and she was looking
Yeah,
bent over. It was
where we
almost
were
like I thought
apart.
sex was happening, but she was throwing
She was
up,
throwing
and
up down in the
he
grave.
had her by the back of the hair. Why like
That's right.
that?
I forgot
Remember that
about
shit?
that.
And fucking all the friends were around there watching him throw up, and I said, "Jenny, hold on, get your camera." Remember that? And they all started laughing. Even the girl throwing up fucking started laughing.
Yeah,
It's
everyone was
funny.
kind of in a good mood
I
last
said, "Jenny, get the camera."
night.
She started laughing. Yeah.
At least she was, I mean, at least she had the presence of mind to throw up into
In the grill.
in the into the grate there. I
Yeah.
mean,
Fucking funny
I
shit.
don't know if I would have had the presence of mind to do
No. No, you
that.
don't. You just go throw it wherever you are. I've fucking been there, done that. I'm like, open the door. And she's in the car throwing up in the damn
Well, because it's
wheel
because
well. I said, "No, open the door."
It's because I'm always trying to like not throw up because I hate throwing up.
Yeah, you try
So
to
I'm always
hide it.
trying not to, and then
Yeah.
like so I end up being like,
No.
oh,
Had a damn fucking hose the whole car out.
yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? It was
I think
years
that was my
back.
old car, I think.
Yeah,
That was my I
I
think
think
that was my
so.
other car.
Yeah, had to
The one that
fucking
wrecked.
blast all everything out of there and then just go in there and hand wash everything with fucking dish without it was no. It was laundry detergent, the liquid laundry detergent.
I
Had to
mean, at
wash it
least I
all
only
out.
threw up like juice and
Yeah,
booze, but
it
it
wasn't
wasn't
any.
food or
No,
anything.
it's just all fluid.
Yeah, I think I
Yeah.
barfed on the side of the car one time and I drank like a bunch of vodka and
Yeah.
cranberry, and then when I came back out I was like, oh my God, I'm throwing up blood, and then I was like, oh yeah, it was
Yeah.
cranberry juice.
All right,
I'm
so
stupid.
everybody's here. Louie's in here. Tang.
Yeah,
Ilsa.
everybody's here. Hey, yeah, and
Yeah.
it's Easter today. I didn't even remember.
Ilsa goes, "Was he grilling her?" Yeah. Yeah.
But
I
yeah.
actually, for a second, I thought it was some of that damn viral homemade porn going on at first. It looked because she was bent over right in front of me. He
Well,
had her by
because
the
nobody
hair.
else was around, so it would be a good
Yeah, it
time
was
to
in the
shoot
yeah,
it.
but then like the friends were watching.
Yeah.
Because it's like a ghost town, then had her friends, but then I realized she was throwing up.
Yeah.
Because
It
it
was a
would not be
hilarious night.
uncommon to see some shit like that in Florida.
Yeah,
No, this is the
that
land of that kind of
you would
shit.
just like walk by and
You're
go,
like,
huh, suppose so. All
yeah,
right.
making money. I got you, making
At
money.
least he's not eating her
Because they're
face.
yeah, because go videotape that shit, and put that up on Pornhub or something, make money with it,
Well, like I said, 'cause
monetizing
no one
that
else was
shit.
around. All the bars
Yeah.
were closed. Like I said, I didn't realize that we'd been in the restaurant that long. 'Cause I think that's the only restaurant that stays open
Yeah.
like all night long. Unless they were
Yeah.
just waiting for us to leave so they
Yeah.
could close. But it was like 4 in the morning, so Yeah, so I'm like really, really tired. I've had like one big cup of coffee, but it doesn't really seem to be doing jack. All right, so we're gonna be talking today about Creepshow.
Yeah.
Now, I had totally forgotten, like a dumbass, that Shudder puts the episodes of Creepshow up one every week. They don't put them all up at once because they kind of want to. They don't like doing that bingey thing. So it's just kind of like they want it to be like appointment TV. Like, so when you put a new one up, like everybody just goes and talks about that one and you can concentrate on that one, which in a way is kind of like a cool thing. So when we went to watch it, I was like, why is there only one episode? And then I was like, oh, dear. Okay. So, yeah. So this is season 2, episode 1, and it has 2 stories on it. And both of them, I really, really like that they opened the second season with 2 that are kind of like throwbacks to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have like the first story, which is called Model Kid, and it was kind of like an homage to the original Creepshow movie from the 80s, the wraparound story. You know what I mean? Like with the kid with the voodoo doll and, you know, shit like that. Because his dad was all like, oh, that horror crap and a lot of that kind of stuff. So it was like an homage to that. And then the second story, which I think was called, what was it called? Public Television of the Dead or something like that. And that was a straight up homage to Evil Dead. And it's delightful.
It was like an Evil Dead episode.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
It
even had a Necronomicon in it.
Yeah. Oh my God, so funny.
It's good.
Both of them were actually really, really good. I think that these two stories were probably, I mean, easily among my favorites of all of them.
Yeah, I have to say that this new Creepshow series, I think it's getting better as it goes.
Yeah, it definitely does seem to be getting better.
I mean, it was good when it started, but it's getting better when it goes as it goes, I think.
Yeah, because I guess so this season got delayed because of the pandemic and everything. But remember, they did like those couple standalone ones. They did the one animated one that had Survivor Type and a couple other stories on it. Ooh, okay. Ghost pen. And then they had the one, I think it was like a Christmas special with all the Santas or whatever. What that was Creepshow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did like a Christmas special. That was not animated. But the other, I liked the animated one though. But this one, so they're finally like, you know, going back to it. So like I said, the first one's called Model Kid, and it's about this little kid named Joe, which like I said is funny because in the movie Creepshow from the 80s, the little boy that was in the wraparound that, you know, was like with the voodoo doll, that was Stephen King's son, Joe, who is now a novelist, Joe Hill. So they named this kid Joe, and he he's super into monster movies. It's set in 1972. I think I read some reviews of it, and I don't think people realized that it was supposed to be set in 1972, even though it said right on the fucking...
And it was obvious by the clothes and the cars.
Yeah, and the...
I don't know what house you're living in, but they're...
They don't make avocado
fucking refrigerators anymore. With like, remember that avocado, think. That fucking crappy avocado colored fucking countertops and fucking shit. I'm not sure that was in there.
Well, like I said, everything was avocado, goldenrod, or like brown.
Yeah.
Or burnt orange.
Yeah.
That was a big color.
Wood paneling. Not sheetrock, but wood paneling.
Yeah, and it wasn't even wood. It was just kind of like this pressed plastic shit.
It was fake wood.
Yeah. Well, that was classy as shit, man.
They thought it was. It looked like shit. Didn't age well either.
It really didn't.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like a house that I bought a long time ago in Daytona had that in the... They had made the garage into like a den, and they put fucking... They put fucking wood, that shitty wood paneling all over it. And I was like, I couldn't really afford to have it all torn down, so I just painted over it.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked fine. I painted it blue.
Shit was paper thin.
Yeah.
You could hear through all the walls.
Yeah.
We tried. You couldn't get away with anything.
What are you doing in there?
Be quiet. Be quiet. Telling your ex, your girlfriend to be quiet. They'll hear us.
Stop all that screaming.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You could hear that fucking hitting ass.
Through the wall.
Man, yeah.
Oh.
What the hell's...
Okay. Memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I'm taking it down another direction. Hormones fucking...
Oh my God! Can we just talk a little bit? Because last night.
Oh yeah! I posted a picture of that.
Of what? I didn't see it.
Jen,
oh yeah! Okay.
I posted a picture.
Yeah, Dimitri
took that picture. I'm gonna have to show this picture, man.
You're gonna have to show the picture. You're gonna find it. Okay.
I'm good.
So the first one, there's a little kid named Joe, and he's super into monsters. He's got like all the models, and he's got, you know, he just loves monster movies, and he even has like a little thank you, Ken, because I've missed you guys. Yeah, he's because of his work schedule, he hasn't been able to be here for the live ones.
You want me to show the picture?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
This was last night.
The two Jens. All right. Let me get the camera. Can't really see. All right.
Yeah,
Jenny and Jen.
I have one of my fantastic wigs on.
Yeah. And look at that. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, that's Jen Draven from, who she's a friend of ours.
She's
her
in,
and her husband. They're over here all the time. We've done little photo shoots and shit with them.
She's in 13th Angel.
Yeah, she's band. In a band called 13th Angel. And she's one of the vocalists in it.
Yeah.
She does all those operatic type vocals.
And she plays keyboards as well.
Yeah. And like in, they were sitting next to each other and I was just like, the fucking, that TRT was fucking with me. I was seeing this
shit. She's like, sit closer together.
I was like,
hold hands.
Yeah, hold hands. And I was just sitting there just down fucking drooling.
It was so fucking
And I was fucking burning up hot, man. Burning up fucking hot. It was fucking getting me.
And I kept saying to Jen, I'm like, you see what I have to deal with?
Do you see yeah, it's just telling stories and shit. And right above them was the DJ booth and fucking Jen's husband's in there, Dimitri. He's fucking spinning and there's a little crack in between the little plastic and I'm going, dude, man, it's like it was back in that night in a hotel room. Then I'm like, the abominable snowman's coming out. Yeah, then the abominable snowman's
the
coming
abdominal
out.
Yeah. Snowman.
Which that was a story to itself. And I said, I'm seeing this shit. I said, look at him. She goes, I know they're gorgeous. I said, look. I said, dude, I got these tea goggles on, though. I'm like seeing it through the eyes of 2 15-year-olds right now. And he's like, oh, it must be intense. I'm like, dude, man, what the fuck? So I couldn't get that out of my mind. She was there. I was open about it. You know what I mean? I don't fucking hide it. I was just like, can you guys sit closer together? Fucking wipe and drool. Full hands. I was like, Jen's like, what's he doing? Jenny's laughing, trying to explain it. She's like, well, he burns up with the ponfar every now and then.
Okay. That's exactly what.
Because I'm like on this cycle now. Oh, man.
It was crazy. We really did have a good time last night.
All these weird fucking side effects and shit.
It was just, I mean, the whole night was just like fucking hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. And then capping it all off with the karaoke and the woman and the girl barfing and stuff. It was just like,
so that photograph I just showed you is because a friend of ours was walking by with the camera and I said, take a picture of that. Take a picture of that. And he goes,
Dimitri took that picture.
Yeah, that's right. So take a picture of
that. Yeah, he came down from the DJ booth.
Yeah.
Took it. It was
Dimitri, that's right.
Yeah, he came
I was down. Already drunk. I kind of forgot who it was.
Yeah, you got drunk pretty quick.
Yeah.
I was drinking strawberry vodka like a girl. But it was good, though. Strawberry vodka and orange juice. It tasted like a fucking strawberry Pop-Tart. It was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so where was I? All right, so this kid, Joe, is super into monsters, like you do. And his mom is also into like monster movies and like hangs out and watches monster movies with him. His mom's super cool. However, his mom is sadly dying of cancer. So after his mom dies, he ends up having to live with his aunt and uncle. Now his aunt is rad, but his uncle, Kevin, is a total douche nozzle. And he's played by Kevin Dillon. And I love that Kevin Dillon really like went for it in this. He's just kind of like over the top. He's just like the biggest fucking tool in this. You know what I mean? He's just like abusive and horrible. And he's, it's funny because like I said, I'm pretty sure that this is a direct homage to Creepshow, the movie, like the wraparound, because he definitely says, you know, he's picking on the kid for being into all that horror crap, which is the same thing that Tom Atkins said in the movie. So it's basically like the same kind of story where the kid has, you know, he has to put up with this fucking chode. And then he has a Creepshow comic book and it's not a voodoo doll, but he has like some other there's some other shit in there. Which has to do with his model monsters. And it's basically like a revenge story. So, you know, Kevin Dillon definitely gets his comeuppance at the end at the hands of a couple of monsters, which is pretty rad. So that one was good. These were both directed by Greg Nicotero, by the way. But the second one, I think, was kind of like the crowning achievement. The second one might be my favorite of the series so far. The second one is also, I think it was also set in the 70s. I don't think it said explicitly, but it seemed like it was still set in the 70s, like just the way people dressed and shit like that. And it was set at a PBS station and they had versions of kind of like all your favorite PBS shows. You know what I mean? They had like an Antiques Roadshow type of show. They had this kind of like Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop type of show, except the woman was named Mrs. Bookberry, I think was her name. And she had this little, it was a bear or a lion or a dog. I don't remember what the puppet was. But they had that. And also they had a clearly Bob Ross dude.
Yeah.
Doing like a Joy of Painting show, except it was called The Love of Painting or something. But he was same deal where he was like a Vietnam vet and he was like this real hard, but he was like real chill. And he even said Happy Little Trees, I think, at some point.
Yeah, which there's truth to that. Evidently, Bob Ross was fucking quite battle hardened. He was doing all that stuff to chill himself out.
That must be where they got the idea for this story.
Yeah. That's my understanding. I don't know if it's true. I had to go back and check it. But in this movie, they said that he was a veteran of the Tet Offensive, which was...
Yeah.
If you were in the rear, fucking North Vietnam attacked fucking troops in a or attacked the U.S. Army and South Vietnam Army, Arvin troops is what they were called. They attacked him in the cities. So it was like a semi-urban warfare that went on. It didn't last for long, though, but they did it for the Tet Festival. And my understanding, Bob Ross was involved in the Tet Offensive.
He might have been. I knew it was something like that.
He was helped counter the Tet Offensive. They all went on fucking the defensive and fucking a counterattack to try to get the offensive out of there. This is one of the only main big battles in Vietnam, the Vietnam theater. Yeah, it was almost like a conventional attack, like something the Germans would do, you know, like an armored assault. There were tanks and shit involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this guy, he's not named Bob Ross, but obviously that's who he's supposed to be. Because like I said, he acts just like him. He says things, like I said, he said Happy Little Trees. When he does the paintbrush, like cleans the brushes, he's beating the devil out. Yeah. You know, he says the same kind of stuff. And he's like pretty much the only nice person. It's like him and the station manager, this lady, are they like the only nice people. Yeah. Mrs. Bookberry, who has this kids show with the puppet, she is, she's a twunt. And you know what I mean? She's just kind of like, because she acts all like, hi kids, blah, 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 like on the show. And then like, as soon as the camera's off, she's like, I gotta go take a shit.
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And so what ends up happening is that Ted Raimi, playing himself as, hey, I'm the famous Ted Raimi, he is on their Antiques Roadshow, equivalent. I can't remember what it was called. But so he comes and he's like, hey, I found this thing in my attic. And of course, it's like the Necronomicon. He's like, I was just going to throw it out, but I thought it was kind of neat and maybe it was worth something. So it was just like a whole Antiques Roadshow thing. And of course, like the host of Antiques Roadshow, like opens it, and starts reading from it. And then everybody starts turning into demons and pulling everyone's heads off and shit like that. So it's just kind of like this big. And of course, like the Bob Ross dude has to like save the day. Among other people. So it's just, this one was super, super fun. And it had like all of these kind of homages to the original Evil Dead series. You know what I mean? Because that's obviously where they were going with it. So if you like Evil Dead, you'll probably like really dig this episode. I really, really like that they, you know, came out of the gate with that. Like that's their first episode. They have, you know, these kind of like throwbacks to Evil Dead and then throwbacks to the original Creepshow movie. I thought that was like really cool. But yeah, so I guess the next episode is going to be up on, I think they put them up on Thursday nights or Fridays.
Is this
can't
the
remember.
Second season?
Yes.
That's what I thought so. Yes, it was the second.
It's weird. For a second, I thought it was the third, but then I was thinking, no, because they had, like I said, because the second season got delayed, they did a couple standalone episodes. Remember they did that animated one that had like two or three stories, and then they did like a Christmas special one.
Right.
So they did like a couple of other ones.
Yeah, I kind of lost track.
Yeah, I did too, because it's been such a long time.
I don't think the first season was good, but I don't think it was as good as this.
Yeah, I think these two stories might be my favorite. Now, I did love, from the first season, my favorite one from the first season, I think, looking back on it, the one that I remember the best, was the one with the dude in the suitcase.
Yeah.
That, like, where coins came out his mouth or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I really liked that one, the genie one.
Yeah.
I really liked that a lot. And that's kind of the one that I remember the best from back then. But, so, I don't know. There's some competition there, but I really, really, I mean, these two episodes were just super, super fun. Like, these two stories. I think this was, I think it was 45 minutes long, and it was, like, two stories. But, yeah, I think the second one's a little bit better, because I love, like, all that public television stuff. Like, you know, from the 70s, and they were doing like the fucking pledge drive and all this other kind of shit. And the dude that was, you know, the Bob Ross dude and all that kind of stuff. And it was like really, really funny and like pretty gory at the end, too, because like pretty much everybody in the fucking TV station gets killed. But, you know,
They were asking me, what am I going to cook for Easter? I'm going to fuck y'all up with what I'm cooking for Easter. I'm going to turn the grill on, and I'm going to cook all those Georgia sausages. All right.
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Some of them I'm going to slice up. I'm going to put that in the spaghetti sauce I have made. We're going to have spaghetti. When's the last time we had spaghetti?
A long time ago.
Yeah, about time to get some spaghetti, I think.
Okay, that sounds good. So that's right. That's what you're going to make. You're just going to make spaghetti, but with like sausage in it?
Yeah. Maybe mozzarella or something, because I think it's rotini in there that I have, don't I?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you rather have spaghetti or rather have rotini?
I don't have either one's good.
I don't have any ricotta, or I would do lasagna.
Oh, okay.
But
we have all different kind of pasta.
Wouldn't work. I'm out of mozzarella anyway. It's got to be spaghetti.
Okay, that'll work.
Haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah, spaghetti probably be good actually.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't eaten anything today, and it's like 3:30. Well, because like I said, we ate so late last night.
And we slept so late.
Yeah, and we slept late. Like I think I woke up at 10, which is like really really late for me. But I think you slept till noon though. Actually, I kept waking up in the middle of the night because I had to.
All right, let's shut it down. I'm gonna get on that then.
All right, now, tomorrow, so no Easter Pookie bids.
No.
Oh, man, we should have done that.
Forgot about it. Too busy.
I forgot about it, too. Like I said, I've been sleeping, and then I was, like, figuring out the shit for next week's shows and whatnot.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that tomorrow, but I think tomorrow we'll do an on-the-menu. We'll do a food show.
Yeah.
But we don't know. We haven't decided what food we're going to talk about yet. Do you have any ideas?
No. I could talk about food forever.
I know you could.
So it doesn't matter. I'll come up with something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. So we'll do an on the menu tomorrow and maybe Tuesday as well. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
All right.
But yeah, so we will see you guys tomorrow. Happy Easter. If you're celebrating it, I might go get some candy just because it's Easter. But yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm talking about some food. So see ya. Bye.